Hello, this is Cantor Loop saying Happy New Year. So, the first jam of 2023 happens to be number 25, which is a milestone of sorts. It's been a fantastic ride so far, and I want to thank you for coming along on it with me. I have written, created the soundscapes, produced the original songs, mixed, edited, and mastered all 24 jams so far, and done all the voices besides a couple of guest cameos. And reaching 25 jams calls for a bit of a celebration. So, before moving on into the new year with much more fresh content and new jams continuing to post every other Wednesday, let's take a look back at some of the highlights from the first 24. Please do follow, share, and all that good stuff, and in the meantime, wishing you an incredible, entertaining, and amusing 2023.
You're listening to
Spam Jam Radio,
the best.
Jam 25.
Welcome one and all to the open mic freestyle, baby bird. Ooh la la, whoop hey hey, because you know it's time to play. A fat man in a diaper is knocking at my door. Again, I've read too much into a woman's smile.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, nothing. I only called to say I cannot talk right now.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Later.
What you looking up?
Recipe. For what?
Disaster.
Cool. And now, sounds of humans in distress while a whale swims freely in the vast deep blue.
Excuse me, is your music vegan?
Of course it is, sir. All our music is vegan and fair trade. Well, except for the Swedish hip-hop, which is vegetarian.
Hey, Gerald, tell me something. Did you go to the shoe store and say, listen, I don't care what shape or color they are, or even whether they fit well or look good. I just want flip-flops that squeak real loud every single time I take a step.
Welcome to Man Bun Wars. Today, Sal the barista versus Darius the co-op veggie bagger. It's going to be hipster mayhem.
What is it, doctor? Tell me, please.
I'm afraid to say that you have dung cancer.
Dung cancer?
Lung cancer! Sorry, I have a terrible cold, but listen, I have even worse news, because it appears to have spread to your wimp nodes!
My wimp nodes?
Oh, shut up and work with me here! You might be dying, but there's nothing wrong with your fucking ears!
Listen, I can't come into work today because my wife's grandma died, my aunt had a stroke, my cousin had a nervous breakdown, this isn't a joke. I caught my nuts in my zipper, broke both legs playing chess, all my shirts have ugly oil stains, what a friggin' mess. I have to babysit a hippo, I forgot where I parked my car, my tongue is stuck to the freezer wall, I'll never get far. I'm so sorry I can't make your naked a cappella opera poetry slam. It's just that a plane just crashed through my ceiling. There's a bomb under my bed. I'm fighting wildfires in Portugal. There, enough said.
I've got robot diarrhea.
I've been possessed by a warlock. 5 swimsuit models just arrived, begging to stroke my, German Shepherd puppy?
Wow. That old man walks like a little girl.
That is a little girl.
Wow, that little girl looks like an old man.
Okay, who was next?
Yeah, what free drink can I get with the drink ticket I lost at a festival in Barcelona last year?
Good evening, ladies. Cover charge is $20 each tonight, thank you.
Cover charge? Isn't it free, you know, for ladies' night?
Ladies' night? Oh no, it's not ladies' night. It's rabies night. Free entrance and drinks for anyone with a disease. Who's next?
Yeah, 3 scoops in a cup, please. Stracciatella, stracciatella, and stracciatella. Wait, can I taste the stracciatella?
Oh, and this is Miranda. She's the head baker.
Oh no, not human heads, I hope.
I'm afraid so.
All operators are currently busy. You are number
201,396
in the queue. Please note, we surely don't have the answers you're looking for, but please hold and listen to awful, generic, distorted muzak on repeat, indefinitely, anyway. A fitting metaphor for your life.
And now, a man we found in the parking lot will stand in the corner and grumpily list chip flavors, accompanied by Chinese traditional arhu.
Salt and vinegar. Barbecue. Cheddar and chives. Sweet chili. Ham and English mustard. Kyushu seaweed? Come on.
Here, take this pill.
I don't know. What's in it? Are you sure it's okay?
Yeah, totally. I've taken it loads of times and I'm 100% fine. Excuse me, I just have to go lay an egg.
You know, when I was back at the beach house, I realized that my happiest days by far were the ones I spent with Pappy collecting fresh mussels from the rocks at low tide and cooking them right there on the beach on a wood fire. Those were my happiest hours.
Oh yeah? My happiest hours by far were the ones at the local bar between 4 and 7 p.m. when booze was 30% off and select beers were sometimes even 2-for-1.
Oh no, I put shrimp in my yogurt and made banana nut ceviche.
Well, that's nothing. Yesterday, I wiped my son and put my ass on the school bus.
Yeah, it's the hit and run pooper. Check it. Dropping stools in the pool. Yeah, it's the hit and run pooper.
Check it.
Dropping stools in the pool. Pooper.
You're a sneaky bastard, leaving shits for all to see in public pools frequented by families. Yeah, you empty your bowels where others try to bathe. Create a situation which is positively grave.
Pooper, pooper.
Yeah, a cup of black coffee, thanks.
Yes, may I repeat your order? One coffee that is black.
And I'll just have a hot chocolate, thanks.
Yes, may I repeat your order? One chocolate that is hot.
Sorry, allergies. But hey, why aren't you coming? Everyone's gonna be there.
Because if there's one person I can't stand, it's everyone. Writing.
This has been a Canter Loop production. Thanks for listening.